Hi, you may not remember me, but I am Ben Heckendorn.
And I'm Jason Jones, and we're alive! Surprise!
Master Yoda, you survived! I'm a frog.
Yes, I know.
Yes, we're back. In this 57th podcast, which technically should have been in October, but...
October?
Christ. Well, yeah, like 50, that would be like 2 years, right?
Oh, something like that, yeah, I guess.
Anyway.
51st dates.
Not worth it on Blu-ray.
No.
Anyway, today we're going to discuss the race to the bottom in entertainment. And the race to the bottom is a term that usually refers to how stuff is getting shittier and shittier, and people are just keep trying to make it shittier and shittier.
And people keep consuming it for some reason.
Right. And then we'll probably also talk about who's losing the race to the bottom, if anyone. Although, I can think of a company that is. And we'll probably talk about other crap along the way. So, yeah, welcome back. We're still here. We're alive. I don't know if we'll... Maybe we'll do a video podcast still. That'd be fun.
Yes.
Because I have a great idea for a fake movie intro. Okay. All right, well, Jones, what games have you been playing?
Oh. Do we have other topics, too? I guess we'll get to them.
Oh, we can bullshit for an hour. That's not.
Oh, what the hell have I played? Oh, I played Rock Band 2 and have been drumming lately, and I'm still nothing compared to some people out there, but I've gotten to the point where I can beat like everything on medium with ease, which that's a bit of an accomplishment for me considering where I started. But
so you're a foot pedal hero?
Kind of, yeah. Like, I can play Battery on there, like, no problem now on medium.
I'm so sure you'll be all ready for Lego Rock Band, then, when it comes out.
Yes, apparently. Ugh. And then I got that Peggle game on the Xbox Live Arcade. That was pretty fun. It's kind of like, Plinko on Price is Right.
Isn't that a fairly popular casual game?
I think so. It got reviewed really well, and it's... It's kind of like pinball and stuff a little bit, I guess, because like you kind of fire this ball and then it kind of bounces down through all the stuff and you get points for all these pegs you knock out or whatever, and then...
It sounds more like...
It's kind of like Plinko.
Yeah, Plinko.
Is what I think it's most like, but yeah, it's pretty cool. It's fairly addictive. I wound up staying up till like 1 in the morning the night I bought that, playing it. And then on the PS3, I got Luminous Supernova, which is basically, you know, your typical Luminous game, but it's pretty sweet. And they added some new modes to it and things, which I haven't really gotten a chance to experiment with much, but pretty sweet. So yeah, I like puzzle games, I guess. And then I bought that Penny Arcade game finally for $10 since they had it cheap on the arcade that one week. But
how is it?
It's cool, but I only played it, I think, as far as the demo would take you.
Oh, no.
And I haven't gone back to it yet, but I will. I just gotta be in the right mood for that sort of game, but it's got fruit fuckers in it, so you can't go wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, so that's about it. Basically the cheap arcade game type stuff, I guess, for now.
Hey, when I first got my Xbox, that's pretty much all I played.
It's a good time. There's some good stuff out there, so...
I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty World at War. I know that game came out a while ago, but I only recently bought it.
And what did you admit to me the other day?
Disclaimer, I made a product for Infinity Ward, as people probably know now, but I actually think the multiplayer is more fun than Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare.
Yes, so you don't even need your disclaimer.
Well...
Because you're saying this other one's better than the one they did.
Well, I'm just saying, you know... I'm just putting it all out there, you know, like...
I know.
Like Jessica Alba should.
So you're saying, like, this is really fucking awesome because, you know, I should be giving kudos to these other people since I, you know, got paid by them, but this game's so cool that I still can't say... anything negative about it?
Well, I think what happened was when the Wii first came out, one of the games I tried for it was Call of Duty 3.
Yeah, which was atrocious on the Wii, but...
Right, well, the Wii is atrocious. And
but I played that game on the 360, and it was fine. I would have said yeah. Call of Duty 2 was better, though, but...
Mm. Anyway, like the main game of Call of Duty World at War was like, you know, I mean, I can't count how many times I've saved World War II now. I mean, it's amazing.
Getting close to double digits, probably.
Yeah, I can't imagine there's any battles left to fight, although I'm sure there are. For the game itself, you know, it's pretty typical, although it was longer than Call of Duty 4. But the multiplayer, I think, is actually a lot more fun. Not because it's in the past, because, really, I didn't think Call of Duty 4, nothing about it. I mean, it had, like, a few gadgets were modern. Other than that, it really...
Yeah.
There was really no reason that it needed to be in modern day. But in World of War, the maps are just more open. You know, there's many different ways to get around a map in the multiplayer. Whereas in Call of Duty 4, most of the maps had bottlenecks. And you'd spend your whole time trying to get past a bottleneck, and that was about it. And the snipers would get you. And there's a few stages like that in World at War, but a lot of them are wide open, destroyed towns and battlefields. And I've had a lot more fun playing it. And I wish I would have bought it back when it first came out in November, but oh well.
Yeah.
And the Nazi zombie mode is great. I actually think that's better than Left 4 Dead. Well, I'm breaking all sorts of taboos here.
Yeah. That doesn't say much for me, because I didn't think much of Left 4 Dead. But
yeah, but...
I don't get what the big deal is about that game.
I mean, it was fun, but...
It's pretty disposable. I don't know. It's like, you know, something... It seems like one of those games where you play the shit out of it for, like, a few days or a week, and then it just collects dust. I don't know.
The zombie mode in World at War, it just feels more like zombies, because they just keep coming, and if... Basically, if they, like, take two swipes at you, you're dead, which actually makes it more tense. And, you have to actually board up the windows and stuff.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It just seems more zombie-ish.
Yeah.
And, well, one thing that's kind of interesting, I don't know where I read this. No, I think it was like, I was watching the Xbox crap on the Xbox.
Yeah.
You know, like where you can watch Inside Xbox? Anyway, one of the developers said that they actually were talking about, like, what if Geometry Wars was in 3D? Because if you think about it, the zombies just come at you wherever you are, they follow you around, which is like Geometry Wars, and that was actually one of their inspirations for the zombie mode. And like that one little bonus mode of World at War, I thought is more fun than all of Left 4 Dead. So good job, Treyarch. I'm impressed. Once I get my new video card, I'll be able to kill everyone. My frame rates will be insane. And then I played The Pit. I guess we could talk about that
Fallout 3.
Yes.
Yes. So how was The Pit? You said it was more like the actual game and better than Operation Anchorage.
Well, it is like the actual game, unlike Operation Anchorage.
Yeah.
Operation Anchorage was fairly disappointing. I mean, first of all, it tried to be like a first-person shooter, which Fallout can be, but it doesn't really work that well. That you couldn't collect anything and blah, 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 blah.
Mm.
Whereas The Pit is actually like a new place you can go and you can actually go back to it. And it's like an extension of the game, which is more proper.
Okay.
And then the third and final DLC, which I probably will get now since I'm no longer gun shy, will actually let you go up to level 30 and basically takes away the ending of the game, which was clearly a mistake for them to put in the first place.
Yeah, I didn't really get why they did that, you know, with the whole open world aspect of the game. I mean, Oblivion, you beat it and you can keep running around doing shit afterwards.
There's so much to see. I mean, if you just go through the main game itself, it's maybe 20% of the game you'll see.
Yeah.
You don't even have to go into downtown DC in the main quest.
Hmm.
And there's tons of shit down there, so. Yeah, but, so that's pretty much what I've been playing. And then Sean and I are conspiring to make an iPhone game.
Oh no!
I'll have to show you the title screen for it. I did like a demo.
Nice.
And I guess Najam got a job, but it's in Milwaukee, so he's going to have a hell of a commute.
Oh, damn.
But it's a job.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's funny. I just messaged him on Xbox last night, and he wasn't online, but I was figuring he would respond at some point.
Yeah, you ever been to that Chinese buffet? Oh, wait, you don't like Chinese.
World buffet?
Yeah.
It was funny. My coworker came back from lunch today, and he's like, "Oh, I saw Sean and Najam at World Buffet."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I guess you were there with them.
They had like the greasiest Chinese sugar bread I've ever had. I guess it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I miss buffets. Have you ever gone to Old Country Buffet?
Yeah, that can be good. You got to go at the right time, but. Yeah, they just bring out boatloads of food. It's just like,
you know,
never ending.
I was just, they just made me think of the bike trail. I gotta.
Like the buffet at Pizza Hut's always a good time too.
When the you lunch go buffet.
During lunch. Yeah.
Oh, and the cinnamon.
Yeah, they
stick
always
things.
Have those out there. They have like the cheese stick bread crap out there, and then you know all sorts of pizzas and salad and.
What was with that pizza stuff we got the other day? That was like was really expensive.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that was all about. I mean, I know the stuffed crusts are usually, like 14, 15 bucks or whatever, but yeah, that other thing, well, I think it was because she got like three toppings on it.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what drove
that. What was it, the breadsticks not being sliced? I mean, WTF?
Yeah, that was weird.
if I recall correctly, fun fact, I actually worked at a Pizza Hut once when I was 19. There was a thing with like six knives on it, and you basically like a big egg slicer, and they would just go and hit it, so maybe they forgot to do that.
Nice.
Shit, that made me think of something we could talk about.
Well, you're thinking of the bike trail or something.
Oh, no, okay, it was after the bike trail.
Okay.
Shit, I had a good idea for something to talk about.
Oh, no.
Because it's been so long.
Was it related to World Buffet or...
No, something with it might have been related to... maybe it'll come back up.
All right. But yeah, so the pit is worth the money then, basically, is what you're saying.
Well,
for somebody that's like really into Fallout 3.
Yeah, Operation Anchorage left me with as I like to tell people, I hadn't even finished my second beer when it was done. And I'm not the slowest drinker on earth, as you know.
Yes.
Well, I'm not as fast as Mike, but... But the pit actually, it was maybe about an hour longer, but it actually felt like the world.
Yeah. Which...
And, you know, the way I looked at it, and like, with the way inflation is, like, you can't even get out of McDonald's. I know you keep telling me this, but you can waste $10 on just nothing these days.
Well, like, the way I kind of look at it is, you know, if you go to a evening showing for a movie, those are like about $9 now.
Yeah.
You know, and so you go see a 2-hour movie or something. So if you get 2+ hours of entertainment out of DLC for $10. It's not a horrible, I guess, value for your money.
Of course, that I think we talked about it before on here. It hasn't been that long. Lost and Damned.
Oh yes, yeah.
That
where
one
you got ass loads of time out of that.
Yeah, that was a great value.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't you say you played that like 15, 20 hours or
it
something
was
like
probably
that?
Probably about 15 hours.
Yeah.
So 15 hours for $20 or 3 hours for $10, I mean...
Well, it's like, hell, I bought Drake's Fortune, like, you know, used, but, you know, that was 36 or something I paid for that used, and it took me like 8.5-9 hours to beat that game. You know, so you got almost double the playing time for like half the cost.
Yeah.
Out of that DLC.
Of course, you know, it was, you know, Microsoft gave them like $50 million to make it...
Yeah.
So it was subsidized, like, the government.
Yeah.
But,
That's all right.
Still,
Microsoft can do that. So,
yes, they actually have money, unlike the government.
Yes.
Oh, there it is.
Burn.
Yeah. Well, so shall we talk about this race at the bottom?
Sure.
Yeah, because I know we've talked about movies and stuff a lot on this, and TV and stuff. And
yeah,
TV has some interesting stuff, but if you actually look. Like on IMDb, when they have their news section, they always have like the week's Nielsen ratings, which we get to do this next week. Yes,
that should be frightening.
You guys have to put when I'm gone on Sunday. You guys had to put something in for me.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Can you put down? I watched like this show on DVD.
I think if you watch a DVD or if you use a video game system, you're supposed to do that.
They do
too.
Want that too. Okay. Well,
Nielsen's were the ones that like to do so. Like Xbox is actually the most played system.
Okay.
Despite the fact that it didn't sell as much as the Wii, maybe that's because it's better. gosh, I got off topic again. Yeah, every week the TV ratings, like the first, the top three are All American Idol.
Yeah.
Then there's like Dancing with the Stars, and then the rest of it's like. Crime shows, like, you know, semen scene investigation and whatnot. And then usually 2.5 Men ends up in there for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It's like apparently people like to watch Charlie Sheen sitting at his kitchen table.
Being rich or whatever he is in that show.
Yeah. So it's like half the top shows on television are like reality shit.
And then the other half are, you know, like fairly generic, like, crime shows.
Yeah, where's, like, Lost and stuff in there?
See, I think, like, the thing that helps, like, the crime shows is that they're very compartmentalized. You know, it's like, you start out, you have, okay, there's some dead body, there's semen all over the bathroom, you know, whatever the hell's going on. And by the end of the show, you know, they figured out who did it, and the guy's behind bars.
Well, yeah.
Most of the time.
I've seen, like, every episode now, but I love watching Law & Order.
Yeah.
I saw every episode.
We're, like, Lost, you know, it's like, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were like, yeah, you know, I've got coworkers that, you know, rave about the show and all that, but they're like, I'm so far behind now, there's no point in me even, you know, picking up and watching it. And so, you know, you've got that whole thing where, you know, you have to have this huge commitment for, like, a show like Lost, where, like, CSI, I could go and watch it tonight, and I don't know if it's on, but I could watch it tonight and probably get some measure of enjoyment out of it if I liked that sort of show.
Uh-huh.
You know, without having to be committed to 4+ seasons of, you know, this epic story and everything. And
oh, you guys will have to watch Castle on Monday night and log it. It wasn't bad.
Just to save Nathan Fillion. It's like,
it's basically Bones meets Murder, She Wrote, but
eh, what the hell?
It's all right.
Yeah, like The Office, that's even, I mean, that's quite a ways down in the ratings, too. I think it's like down in the 40s or something like that, isn't it?
It must be enough to keep these shows on the air, but
yeah,
yeah. Just today, I saw like the latest one on IMDb, and it's and if American Idol isn't on, then Dancing with the Stars is like the top show, and then
yep.
It takes quite a while before what I would call good entertainment or good quality shows get into. I mean, I think there's a lot of good shows on TV,
yeah,
but it takes a while before you even see them in the top 10. I mean, Lost hasn't been on the top 10 for quite a while, which is too bad. Heroes used to be on there, but of course that's tanked now too.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's like these B or C grade stars, no offense to Steve Wozniak because he's much cooler than Steve Jobs, dancing, and then like kids singing and...
Yeah, I don't know.
And now Fox has a reality show called Someone's Got to Go, where they go into a business that's having trouble, and the employees get to vote an employee out.
Oh, for Christ's sakes. Yeah, that's a great show to put on at this time.
Oh, that reminds me of one of the things I wanted to talk about. We can segue right into that. I don't know if you read, like, Dark Horizons or Chud or any of that. It seems like recession is the new thing in movies. It's the new Iraq War.
Oh, good.
Like, great. Sex and the City 2, I guess, like, they're all going to be poor or something.
How's that going to happen?
That's just what I read.
Aren't they all a bunch of wealthy bimbos in
maybe
that or something?
Their portfolios get knocked out.
Hmm,
but I've seen several movies where it's like, oh, it's a recession-based thriller, or Ridley Scott's Monopoly movie is going to now include the recession. I mean, but
Ridley Scott's making a Monopoly movie?
Yeah. He's making the Monopoly movie.
Is this? I assume this is after his Robin Hood
again, talking about the race to the bottom. It's like, how low can it go? But the thing is, the Iraq War was this big thing, and it was even worse because the Iraq War was something that is lame, and Hollywood, of course, is especially pissed about it because they're liberal. But really, who cares? I mean, Nobody went to the movies. Now you've got the new thing, which is recession, even though the Iraq War is still going on, but not anymore. Now it's recession. So unlike the Iraq War, though, the recession actually really affects people. I know.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's... It's true. I mean,
it affects,
the Iraq War doesn't make you lose your job.
Yeah, it affects everybody in some way. You know, where like the Iraq War, it's not cool or whatever, you know, and it has some peripheral impact on your life, maybe, but it's not like...
But people
aren't
getting laid off of it. If anything, people are like getting jobs from it. And
yeah.
So my point is, they go from one unpopular topic, the Iraq War, that they hedge a lot of movies off of, and now they go to even worse topic that is even more ingrained in people's lives. And are they gonna expect people want to go see this? I mean, how many depression movies do you think they made in the 1930s? It was like, no, Rhett Butler's gonna sweep Scarlett O'Hara away, or we're gonna go find this big ape.
You know what they gotta do? And the Depp movie, Public Enemies, could be perfectly positioned this summer. Because it's like, what happens in that movie? It's about a guy knocking off banks. And it's like, with all the bank shit going on and stuff, it's like, that's what people want to see. They want to see some guy going out, taking matters into his own hands, and fucking shit up.
I actually don't think that movie's going to do all that, but...
I I don't know. I'm thinking it has. I don't think it's going to, you know, be, you know, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars or anything, but I think it's got a chance to do something.
I know that's the popular sentiment, but again, like I like to say, like, the banks, nobody forced these people to go get the arms from the banks.
I know, but that doesn't mean the people aren't still pissed off about it.
Right.
Because people are irrational.
I think they should look in the mirror and start there.
Well, people are
like
irrational, so it's... But I don't know, I just think that, you know, stuff like that is more what people want to see. You know, it's just like back when 9/11 happened, and then they delayed collateral damage. And I was like, this is fucking dumb. I'm like, the thing I want to see more than anything right now is Arnold Schwarzenegger kicking the shit out of some terrorists.
Right.
You know, but they go and move it, you know, and it's
and
like...
gangs in New York.
Yeah, and that got moved. It's like, oh my god, we have people fighting in New York in this movie. It's like...
Oh, don't forget the army came in and mowed down citizens at the end. Remember that?
No, yes, that's right.
Because, again, that's so relevant.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't... Yeah, it's... Don't they understand that, like...
People want to
escape that shit?
That's why... Okay, maybe they don't make a lot of money, but when you make some movie where Drew Barrymore meets a magical unicorn who helps her find her dream guy, people like that shit because it lets them...
Yeah.
See, if you have a movie like Pretty Woman, they should make movies like Pretty Woman where, like, some poor shop girl meets some rich guy.
Yeah.
That's the kind of shit they should be doing. Or they should be doing movies where, like, some rich guy has to serve public service and goes to a small town and spreads his money around and learns the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah.
That's the kind of shit they should be doing. And basically, you have to make people think they're going to get rich. It's just like American Idol. It's...
Well, yeah,
you have to make it a wish.
Well, the thing is, you know, you just make it so it's like... You have identifiable characters, but make it fun still.
Yeah.
You know, it's like... Like, look at all these, you know, low-budget kind of... You know, higher-end comedies that come out. Like, you got Role Models, you've got, like, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, you got I Love You, Man. None of them are making, you know, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, but they all make around, you know, $60 to $70 million, and they probably each cost, like, you know, $25 million to make or something.
Right.
And it's like, people obviously like going to these movies. It's like, you're not going to hit one out of the park and get $200 million out of a movie all the time, but, you know... Getting $70 million out of like a $25 million movie is a better return than getting $125 million out of a $110 million movie that you made.
Right, or even like something like Mamma Mia or My Big Fat Greek Wedding. You just make a piece of fluff where some woman gets married. That's all you have to do. You just make some shit. And you know what's kind of interesting? For all the tons of movies where they have like Ben Affleck as a lawyer who meets Jennifer Lopez, who's always an advertising executive.
Yeah.
And those movies, they're like a dime a dozen, but like the ones that are more successful are like, you know, the Mamma Mias and whatnot, where the characters are even more down to earth. But I think the problem is, you've got all these screenwriters, and their whole world is like that kind of like, you know, advertising and TV. So the only job a woman can possibly have is in an ad agency.
Yeah.
Think about how many times they're always like authors, ad agencies, maybe a newspaper.
Yeah.
That's what I liked. One of the things, and I'm looking forward to Star Trek, Mission Impossible 3, his girlfriend worked at a hospital.
Yeah.
It was down to earth.
Which is realistic.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've met exactly one female ad executive in my life. But I know tons of people who work in hospitals.
Yeah.
So it's just...
Yeah, like me, I'd say... You know, not to be stereotypical, but in my life, it seems like the most common professions for women, you know, other than like a waitress or something, but it's like in the medical profession and like marketing, things like that. It seems like the company I worked at before, it was like probably 75-80% of the marketing department was women. You know, and it's just...
Well, that might be kind of like the Hollywood stereotype.
So, I mean, I think there's truth to that, but it's like it's not... always the case.
Yeah,
you know?
But they're probably not cube dwellers in the movies. Or,
no,
know,
they've
got
some big
office
fancy
and
office and everything, you know. And but I mean, shit, we had, you know, plenty of female engineers where I worked as well, so, you know, whatever. But yeah, you'd never have like a female IT person in a movie.
Right. Or you could, though. Maybe you have this IT, it's almost like the sorority of like nerds, and then a woman comes in.
Yeah.
There's a movie right there.
Oh, yeah.
Why aren't we in Hollywood? We could easily do this. And, of course, the best idea for a movie ever, Kings and Queens of Karaoke. It's like, I want the woman in that just work at a restaurant and have, like, an abusive boyfriend and live in a shitty house? Because that's realistic.
Yeah.
And if you think about, you know, the, maybe it doesn't make a lot of money. It's not like a movie, but, like, look at Lifetime. Like, that seems to be popular with women, and it's about women finding these perfect guys, but then, of course, they're always killers.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's kind of got a wish, and then it's got danger, and then it's got empowerment.
Well, that was like that Enough movie with Lopez. I think that was fairly successful, and that was basically a Hollywood Lifetime movie.
Yep,
but
pretty
much. I think that was about the last successful thing that she was in.
I think I saw the end of that, and yeah, basically it was like a Lifetime movie. Because,
yeah,
of course, the guy came to kill her.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what happened with Ben Affleck, and that's why they broke up. You know, who knows?
But I guess we kind of got off topic from the race at the bottom.
Well, it's kind of part of
what do you think is most
prevalent?
Do you think video games, TV, or movies are the worst as far as entertainment?
As far as entertainment?
Like, which is the shittiest these days?
I would think, on the whole, I would say TV.
Yeah, I would tend to agree.
I mean, the thing is, you know, TV, there's some really, really great shit on TV, but there's a lot of just shit.
It's
kind of
like
there.
The Wii's game selection.
Yeah. You know, like, I'm, you know, on the Wii, you know, it's like, yeah, Mario Galaxy's probably great, but then you got, like, 20 of these dogs games or whatever with the Z on
oh,
the
dog
end.
With a Z at the end, yeah.
Yeah, you know. And, you know, it's like with TV, it's like, you've got a How I Met Your Mother, but then you've got, like, you know, 2.5 Men and whatever that, what's that show with, like, Selma Blair in it?
Oh, I was just thinking of that, Kathy and Kim.
Kathy and Kim.
Still on, even, like, 30 Rock. I've watched that a second time.
Yeah, I don't get that
show. I don't get it. It's not funny.
Yeah.
It's, again, it's like all these rich people who are in show business, and it's a show about show business, and I don't care.
Yeah, I just
see,
don't get it.
Again, like How I Met Your Mother. It's like, one guy's an architect, okay, that's not the most unusual profession.
Yeah.
And then, what's like, there's a school teacher and, like, a lawyer.
Yep, and then
and
you've
then
got
whatever
the,
Barney does, or Swarmy.
And then you've got, like, the newscaster for, like, Robin or whatever, which is a little more out there, but
still, you know.
But it's got good stuff, like we were talking about the other night, where, like, Robin lost her job or
yep.
whatever, you know, and she had to deal with, you know, like, shacking up with her friends for a while she was trying to find something new, and you know, they just seem like real people. Like, they seem like the sort
yeah.
of people you'd, you know, go and have a drink with or, you know, want to hang out with.
That's
and
what
all
they
that
spend most of the show doing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's better than sitting at their kitchen table.
But they get themselves into, like, identifiable situations, or at least the show deals with identifiable topics.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, it has things like, you know, the losing the job, or it has, like, the thing
trying to find the ultimate burger.
Yep, trying to find the ultimate burger, or being able to take a crap at work. You know, because there's the episode where Marshall's reading a magazine.
Yeah,
he calls
and he wants to go. He finds that bathroom in the second floor
yep.
or the next floor over.
But then they go and knock down the wall or whatever because he had, like, this breakthrough for
a
little while.
Well, I mean, it's basically Seinfeld, but with more agreeable characters, and people don't yell, and they actually appear to have jobs.
Yes.
I mean, I never really got into Seinfeld either, but
yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah, the good stuff that's on TV is far outweighed by just, like, the huge mass of, like, reality shit.
Yeah.
And I'll have to admit, their reality shows, like, if I'll actually watch Dog the Bounty Hunter. I mean, it's just depressingly crappy. I mean, just, it's like, oh my god, who are these people? And you think that about the people they're chasing and the dog
and
his crew.
People themselves.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll watch it, but it's just, I mean, those shows are cheap, but yeah, it's just, ugh.
Well, I'm not going to lie, like, the first season of Dancing with the Stars, when that was on, that John O'Hurley or whatever the heck his name is, he was on there. And I remember, like, we'd get together and watch that, like, Wednesday nights or whatever it was on, because we were like, yeah, this dude kicks ass, and as long as he kept going, we kept watching, and then, you know, he made it all the way to the finals, and, but, you know, that was more because we were like, this dude kicks ass, and that was why. And,
well, that must be why probably everyone thinks that about somebody on that show.
Yeah, it could be, you know, they find it interesting for whatever reason, and,
but there's just a lot of shit.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, there's some great stuff. I mean, it's funny because, like, lately I've been getting a lot of TV on DVD, Like that Curb Your Enthusiasm show, which is on HBO, actually, but I've gotten into that lately, and that show is just goddamn hilarious. And it's actually, like, the co-creator of Seinfeld is, like, the main character in it, and it's actually, like, him essentially playing himself to some extent in it.
Okay.
And, but yeah, he's, like, this guy, and people in Hollywood come to him wanting to write shows and stuff like that, and it has, like, real-life people come in at, like, Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen and show up as themselves, and Richard Lewis.
Oh, it's like
Lewis
a package
and,
deal with them.
Yeah, it is. But, and then, like, the season I'm watching now, like, Ben Stiller's in it, and Mel Brooks and all that, and they're, like, somehow he's made his way into, like, a production of The Producers now, and,
okay.
like, Ben Stiller's in it with him, but... But I don't know, it's just like a really clever, funny show because it's like it'll have something trivial will happen, but Larry inevitably will like fuck it up and, you know, offend somebody somehow, and then it ends up coming back to like bite him in the ass at the end of the show. And
so that's on HBO?
Yeah, but I've just been getting the DVDs because I found them like used at pre-played. And
well, how about this? It seems like cable is like usurping network.
I don't know, because, I mean, really, most of the stuff I like is on network. I mean, like, Lost and The Office, How I Met Your Mother, those are all network shows. Battlestar's done now. Curb Your Enthusiasm, I think that's done also. I think that finished in 2006.
Oh, doorbell!
There's your video card. You want to go get it?
Nah, it'll be fine. Yeah?
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, well, how about this? Okay, video games versus movies, which one is losing the race at the bottom?
Probably video games. Or video games is winning the race to the bottom, I would think.
So you think there's more shitty video games now than shitty movies?
I don't know. God, it's so hard to say.
Wii's kind of throwing it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, well, we actually haven't talked about, like, the Grand Theft Auto game on the DS. Like, didn't do much its first month.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, because, like, this summer there aren't really that many movies I'm excited about.
That's going to be the biggest year ever, though.
But it's like, I just, there isn't much that I care about. I mean, I'll see the Harry Potter movie, I'll go to the Star Trek movie.
Yeah!
Because I'd like to see it get rebooted. And
it's been getting good reviews.
Yeah, I saw that. but it's like, but I mean, there's like great stuff that comes out like that. I Love You, Man was like just excellent movie. It was a lot of fun with Siegel and Rudd in it.
The bromantic comedy.
Yep. And, you know, there's cool stuff like that that comes along, but I don't know, it's like my interest in video games has been waning a bit lately, so I don't know if that's just, you know, going through a phase or what, but there just hasn't been much coming out that I really care about.
What about Bioshock 2?
That I will get, obviously.
I'm Andrew Ryan, and I'm dead. Yeah. Spoiler warning.
Unfortunately, he won't be in it, I'm sure. But
or will he? Perhaps he survived 58 hits with a golf club to the head.
Well, if anybody could, it'd be him.
We'll bring you back to life, Mr. Burns, once we figure out the cure for 15 stab wounds to the back. We're up to 11! There's a show that needs to frickin' die.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's like on occasion... I don't know, like Bioshock 2, that's the only big game I can think of coming out that I care about. I mean, there might be something else.
Like
but...
Lego Rock Band, right? And what about the Beatles 1?
I'm sure that'll be good, but I don't really don't care. I've never been a big Beatles fan. I mean, if I don't mind their music, but I'm not, you know,
if
all
my
in
mom
love
played
with
video games, I would get that for her, but she doesn't, so...
Yeah. Yeah, Lego Rock Band, I heard about that yesterday, and I was just like, if this were April Fool's Day, I would be calling horse shit.
And you know it's going to be little Lego blocks coming
yeah,
down
it's
the
gotta
highway
be.
Or whatever they call that.
Because I was like, you know, I love Rock Band, I love Legos, but but this is
no.
just too far. I'm just like, what the hell is this, you know?
It's like their test marketing is like, well... People like Jason Jones love Legos. Yeah, at some point you probably filled out a survey. It's like,
yeah.
you like, and like all these things you like. It's like, okay,
yeah.
Rock Band,
yep,
Legos,
you know, 10,
pizzas.
10. You know?
And they're like, we could print money. We'll take two things you love and put it together.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know about that thing. I think they are making a Lego Harry Potter game finally, which I'm surprised they hadn't done that yet. But, and that's cool. That's something they should do. I'll get on that train.
Too bad they don't... Weren't they going to make, like, a real Indiana Jones game, too?
And then it just kind of fell off the tracks.
Oh, that's right. It was a Lucasfilm game. They didn't have the word Star or Wars in the title. Wait, you're the one who never played, like, Rescue on Fractals or Ball Blazers, right?
Nope.
Okay. I was actually telling Sean about that today, because we were discussing the video game idea, and I was like, oh, you ever play Rescue on Fractalus? It's the first time the alien pops up, it scared the shit out of me. what time are we on?
We got a ways.
Really? Is that correct? What does yours say?
36.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess we do have a ways. I guess I should have went and got that package.
You still can. There's still time.
Okay, well, here, I'll get you started talking about something.
Oh, good.
I can't think of anything.
That's okay.
Well, yeah, I guess...
Hey, I can make a big admission that people will, like, you know, lose all faith in me.
What's that?
I'll say that I read the Twilight book.
Oh, yeah, why don't you tell everyone what you think about Twilight? And I'll go get that. I'll be back.
All right. So, yeah.
I'll go get your Hannah Montana stickers while I'm at it.
Yeah, find some bed sheets, too, would you? Unicorns would be good.
Okay.
But yeah, anyway, I don't know, it was a few weeks ago, and I've got my Amazon Kindle ebook reader thing, which is the hotness, and I was at work, and now I sit around on my lunch break and don't have anybody to talk to due to certain downsizing at my company, and so I thought, well, I should get my Kindle out and read a book or something, and so I went out on the bestsellers list, and the nice thing with the Kindle is you can download free chapter or the first chapter for free on all the books they have available. So I downloaded it and I read it and I'm like, this isn't that bad and it's only $6. So I will read the whole thing. And then I finished reading it yesterday and it wasn't too bad. It at times does have a little too much of like the romantic sappy crap, but for the most part it's kind of like a vampire version of Harry Potter. And, I don't know, I didn't think it was that bad, and today I had the movie show up from Netflix, so I'll get to see how well it compares. And then today I started reading the second book, and I don't know, there's some kind of cool stuff that happens in them, and I don't know.
So how do you like your Kindle?
It is pretty awesome. If, I don't know, anybody who's into reading at all and, you know, gets tired of having to move books around or whatever, I would say it's very worthwhile. I mean, like, brand new releases never get higher than $9.99 on there, which if you go to, you know, Barnes & Noble or something and, you know, buy a new release on hardcover, it's like 20-some bucks generally. And you have the previously mentioned great feature of being able to download the first chapter of every book they have available for free, so you can maybe get exposed to some books you otherwise wouldn't even give a shot that way.
Kind of like the demos on Xbox Live.
Yes, very much so. And there's some stuff that's like ridiculously cheap on there, and there's a lot of stuff that's free.
How much is my book?
Your book? I can't remember. I would have to look it up. But
it was on there,
but
right?
It was on there, yes.
That's cool. I've gone to the electronic age.
Yes, you are a digital download now.
And, as we found out, Possumus Woman is on the Pirate Bay.
Yes.
So,
we have arrived.
Yes.
But, the Kindle, it's kind of pricey, but I don't know. I think for anybody who, like, reads a lot and whatnot, I think there's value in it. I mean, people drop... Jesus Christ, that's a ridiculous video card.
This thing weighs, like, 2 pounds!
But I figure, you know, people drop $300 on MP3 players and stuff like that, so it's, you know, kind of the same difference. And it's very easy to read. It's pretty much like reading paper.
Yeah, the screen was really impressive. Oh, see, you gotta peel this off to make it look really shiny. Wow, this thing is... I hope it fits.
Yeah, the lights are probably gonna dim when you fire that thing up.
Oh my God.
That thing's got a bigger fan on it than some, like, CPUs.
See, look at all those heat pipes in it. See them?
Jesus Christ. What is that, a 512?
Nope, it's 1 gigabyte.
Oh, 1 gig, Jesus.
It's pretty badass.
Yeah, I guess.
Now I will have awesome frames per second, but will it run Crysis?
Now maybe BioShock will actually look better on the PC than it does on the 360.
You know, when I played through that the first time, I had the settings wrong.
Yeah.
So, it actually looked pretty good, but... Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so there it is.
So, yeah, Twilight, that sounds... I'm going to have to go rent that. Well, what? So wait, did you rent Rock and Rolla?
I did, but then I since we wanted to watch Crystal Skull for shit movie night, I sent Rock and Rolla back unwatched so we could get it.
No, does it mean you're gonna keep saying Rock and Rolla?
Hell yeah, it's so much fun to say. See, that's like my step up to the streets.
Yeah, but I stopped saying step up to the streets.
Not for like months though.
Even after I saw it?
Yes.
Really? When was that? That was. That was a possum party, right, when we watched
it? Yeah,
that.
I don't know. It was a good many months that you kept saying that because...
Actually, I think I typed it in an email just today to someone.
Because we were at... Well, to me, you did.
Oh, shit. The gig is up.
But, like, when we were at Greeley's, which was, like, in March of last year...
Yeah.
It came up there.
Well, that's because that's when it came out. And...
Yeah. But then you didn't end up finally watching it until the Posthumous Woman rap party, which would have been, what, August or September?
No, that was November. Remember?
That was in November?
Yeah, it was
Holy
like...
Holy shit.
Yeah, because remember, the movie was finished...
Oh, that's right, because we watched...
It was like the 14th.
Because that was when we went and showed it and everything, and then we went...
Yeah, then we went to
right.
Barb's, and Megan got it off Netflix, I believe. And
that's right. So, yeah, I mean... That was like 8 months of that shit. I've only been Rock and Rolla-ing it up for like a couple of months here. But all of you out there just say that, you know, whenever somebody asks you something, you know, if you want to do something, just be like Rock and Rolla. It's like fun.
Unless Madonna asks you to marry her, then you don't say Rock and Rolla.
Oh, God, no, you'd run.
Or, there was a, I can't remember, it might have been like on The Daily Show or something, or The Onion, but it's like, Madonna... You know, because of, you know, like, the economy, Madonna fires her personal assistant, Guy Ritchie.
Could she just, like, adopt Octomom's kids? Like, her and Angelina Jolie could just, you know, split them up, take four each or whatever.
I got a new card reader, too. The other one wasn't working.
I see.
Oh, yeah, what's with Octomom? I mean, apparently that... Octomom was trying to copyright the name Octomom, but some other company was making a video game or something off of it.
Shouldn't, like, whoever coined the term in the first place be able to, you know, yeah. copyright it? And it sure as shit wasn't her.
Yeah, because she was too busy going, six, seven.
Nah, she was...
Wait, who's even the father? It's like, it's a sperm bank,
It was
right?
a sperm bank, yeah.
What does she do for a living?
Nothing. She gives birth for a living, I think.
Well, God, even Angelina Jolie squirts a lot of kids, but, you know, she, like,
yeah, she'll go
has a day job.
Crank out Wanted or something every so often.
Rat bombs!
There's a hell of a movie.
I wonder if they could make a sequel, probably.
I think they are. That'd be a good time.
So what about, like, Indiana Jones having seen it again for Shitty Movie Night?
Yes. Well, I never despised it on quite the level that you and Dale did, and... My impression of it's probably about the same. I mean, I just always kind of thought it was okay. I mean, it had problems, for sure, and it's definitely not in the same league as the original trilogy, even though Last Crusade was fairly weak as well, but it's not as weak, I don't think, as Crystal Skulls.
Yeah, I mean, but they with a few changes, I mean, you know, if they would have excised the vine swinging. And the nuking the fridge...
Yeah, I mean, if that stuff were gone, I probably could forgive a lot of the other, like, little annoyances in the movie.
Yeah, but, like, nuking the fridge, that scene... I mean, I know we've discussed this before on the podcast. Yeah, okay, Indiana Jones lives through nuclear bomb blast. He's obviously badass. But does absolutely nothing for the story.
Yeah. And it's just fucking pointless. Yeah. It's like John McClane would not live through that, and he gets the shit completely beaten out of him all the time.
Yeah, it's like, what, so he basically was, like, wandering through the desert... Then he wanders through nuclear bomb tests, and then he gets picked up by the government anyway. Why not just have him get picked up? I mean, they could have, like, literally just chopped that scene out, and no one would have known the difference.
No, yeah, because it had the same result.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was
but
like,
as it was, now the fridge got nuked.
Yes. Yeah, so now jumping the shark has been replaced with nuking the fridge.
Oh,
so.
But the spirit, though, that was just bad as anyone said.
And probably worse.
Ugh.
That was... whatever you do out there, people, do not watch The Spirit.
Don't even watch it for shitty movie nights.
No, just don't. It's a horrible movie.
I did have Eva Mendez's ass in it, though, but that was not worth the other 90 minutes of pain.
Yeah, that was about the only moment of joy in that movie, I think. And that was it.
A moment of joy.
It's like, oh, wait a minute.
This is the, wait, no, it's still completely worthless.
It's like, oh, wait, it does still suck. Never mind. Oh, God.
Yeah, that movie was bad. I mean, it wasn't like Super Mario Brothers, the movie, bad, which I still think is the absolute worst movie we've... It's like the worst expensive shitty movie we've
seen. Yeah, probably.
Because even Uwe... Well, not Blood Rain 2, but most of Uwe Boll's movies are actually fairly entertainingly bad, but...
Alone in the Dark sure as shit wasn't.
Oh, that's
true. That one was goddamn terrible.
So the thing is, when a movie's like boring, that's like the greatest crime of all. And
yeah.
Spirit was incomprehensible and boring.
Yeah, I couldn't really figure out what the hell was even going on in that movie most of the time. It's like, what are they trying to do, even? Apparently, like, Sam was trying to get some blood or something.
Yeah, it was like the blood of... It's the blood of Hercules!
And then he was going to become a god or some shit.
And then his eyes bugged out, and then he dressed up like a Nazi for some reason.
Oh, God, that scene. This probably sounds way cooler than what it really is out there, everybody. Because people are probably like, wow, Sam Jackson dressed up like a Nazi? This sounds like a hell of a movie, and it's got Eva Mendes' ass? I mean, come on!
What's not to love? Plenty is the answer.
Yeah, that movie was just further evidence that Sam Jackson cannot say no to a script.
I don't see why people think he's so cool.
Yeah, he stopped being cool at least 5 years ago.
No.
Probably 10 years ago.
Okay, Snakes in a Plane was a pretty good shitty movie, but still, it was a shitty movie.
Yeah.
Well, I know, I never really understood. I mean, he was good in stuff like Unbreakable, but I never really understood. It's kind of, I think it's kind of like a geek thing, like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, stay away from The Spirit.
Yes.
No matter the cost.
You've been warned. Yeah, okay, even if Eva Mendes shows up at your door saying, hey there, I just dumped whatever music video director I'm going with this week. Let's watch the Spirit movie I'm in. And I'm drunk. Still don't do it.
Yeah, just slam the door.
Yeah, don't even bother.
It's
and
that
I'm
bad.
Drunk. And I'm Australian.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
Christ.
Alien Hunter.
Best movie ever.
Alien Hunter.
Yeah, so let's see. Okay, let's talk about video games for a while. The Race to the Bottom. It's obviously being led by the Wii.
Yes.
But do you think there's going to come a point where, like, people just stop buying? Like, remember, it's just a fad? Do you think that that's actually what's going to happen?
I gotta think so. I mean, I don't know. It's, you know, it's getting to the point with the Wii even where it's like... You know, it's kind of like with the PS2. It's like, who the fuck out there, you know, doesn't have one?
Well, look
that
at the DSi.
One.
It's flying off the shelf. It's like,
yeah.
Wow, it's exactly the same as the system I have, except for it has a really horrible camera built in.
Yeah, and an SD card slot, right?
So it's like something. The cell phone I already have.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like every person that buys a DSi more than likely has a goddamn phone in their pocket with a camera.
Well, who the fuck is still buying PS2s?
I don't know. They still sell a fair shake of them each month for some reason. Well, didn't they just lower the price on them finally?
Yeah, but it's finally $99. Most systems get to $99 much faster. Yeah. Like the Super Nintendo and Genesis were both, they were down to $99 like after like the third or fourth year.
Well, when the hell did the PS2 come out? Was it?
2000. It was like November
2000.
Of 2000 in the United States.
Yeah, so it's like 8.5 years. That's pretty impressive.
Well, you know, Sony's, I'm sure it's kept, you know, their consumer games division afloat.
Yeah.
You know, when Will Smith isn't making his movies, you know, they've got to do something for money. You know, Sony's pursuit of happiness.
Yes.
Well, here's something. Talking about the Race to the Bottom. Like, the studios. You notice, like, how Warner Brothers, you know, they made a lot of shit in the 90s, but nowadays they're actually one of the more avant-garde studios. Yeah, like Watchmen and
they did
Dark
like
Knight.
V for Vendetta.
Yeah.
Yeah, they seem to, like, take more chances.
Anything like Fox is probably the shittiest studio these days.
Ugh, yeah. Yeah, they don't make much of anything of value.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I've always liked Warner Brothers because that's pretty much the home of Clint. So they've always had
a soft spot
for me. But
yeah, I'm not leaving this place. Not for anybody. I've got a Gran Torino.
That's right.
Look at Paul Blart movie. That made a shitload of money. Talking about The Race to the Bottom. I mean, I can just imagine what that movie's like, and I'm sure it's not good at all.
Yeah.
It's like some fat guy saving a mall from skateboarding robbers or something. Of course, I'm sure there's no guns or violence of any kind.
Oh, no.
It's probably got, like, buckets of phloam dumped on people's heads and people slipping on ketchup. And you just imagine the shit that's probably in it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's crap.
But it made a lot of money.
Yeah. But then you got stuff like Taken that made a lot of money, and nobody expected anything out of that. But, you know, it's like I was saying, you know, it's like the sort of movie people... Like, right now, a lot of people feel powerless because, you know, maybe they've lost their jobs, you know, or they're losing their house or whatever, you know, because they just don't have control over whatever's going on.
Right.
And it's like, well, Taken, here's a movie where somebody fucks with Liam Neeson and he takes matters into his own hands and goes out and kicks some ass and, you know, fixes the situation. It's like him empowering himself or whatever. And that's, like, I think what people want to see. You know, even like Batman, it's like Bruce Wayne empowers himself to be Batman and, you know, take on the situation that he feels is unacceptable for the city. And
right, so it's more about, you know, hope and, you know, doing things for yourself. And even if it doesn't necessarily involve, like, recession, that's the kind of message we should be putting forth, and that's probably not what Hollywood will put forth.
No. No, they'll fuck it up.
You know, like, okay, empowerment.
Like, Pursuit of Happiness was a movie people liked, and that was about a guy who was really down.
That movie's fucking depressing, though.
But then he goes and gets a job. And so, I mean, I haven't seen it, so I don't know how it ends or anything. But it's like, you know, at least for part of it, I know the story is, you know, that he's, like, pretty much out of work, living on the streets, but then he gets a job, and he kind of starts to correct his life to some extent.
Well, it's not even a job, it's an internship.
Yeah, but I mean, so at least it's something, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, but I think the point you bring up with Taken is a good one. Is that even if it doesn't really necessarily involve money or whatever, that the fact that it's about empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And which is, like, you know, why people like those crappy Lifetime movies.
Yeah.
I mean, even though it's a woman's own damn fault for marrying the guy who's secretly an axe murderer, in the end, she usually has to, like, you know, hit him with an oar or something. You know, she has to do something at the end to stop him.
Well, I think what makes those movies popular, you know, especially for women, is that usually the woman ends up, you know, saving herself. She doesn't have to have some freaking, you know, knight in shining armor come in and save her ass. You know, it's like I was reading a review of Sin City the other day, and this woman, a lesbian even, was, like, reviewing it, and she, like, loves the movie, but she was saying, you know, I'm going to go off on my little rant here and complain about it, and she was talking about how, you know, yeah, in that movie there's strong female characters in it, but she's like, even in the end, there's always a man that comes in and saves them. Like, even Rosario Dawson and her whole, like, hooker gang with the machine guns and shit.
Rosario Dawson's hooker gang!
They end up having to have Clive Owen show up to, like, save their ass, you know, and...
Well, everyone could use Clive Owen.
Well, I mean, shit.
But look at that international movie. There's a movie about evil banks. No one gave a shit.
No.
I'm just saying, it's going to be the new genre that Hollywood beats to death, and no one will give a shit for years and years and years. They're like, oh, well, no one gave a shit about the Iraq War movies. Well, no, we've got a new genre that people will obviously love.
I mean, they should just look to the 30s for inspiration, you know? It's like, you know, you had lots of James Cagney movies where he was knocking off banks and, you know, running around stirring shit up, and lots of kind of more, you know, like stuff like Robin Hood.
Well, Slumdog Millionaire is a good example.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, very true. And that cleaned house. And, well, and like Gran Torino, you know, that's like Clint's most successful movie ever, box office wise. And it's basically, you know, this guy who's like, okay, I'm sick and tired of what's happening to my country and in particular my neighborhood. And he, you know, steps up and protects this family and, you know, takes matters into his own hands again.
And he's Clint.
And he's Clint, which doesn't hurt, you know, but... But you know, I think there's a lot to be said for that.
You know what might be an interesting movie? I know it's kind of done with like Spider-Man, but they should have someone should make a movie where just a normal guy tries to become a superhero like Batman. Because like Bruce Wayne is like a billionaire or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, what if you had like some normal guy who had like had to make a suit in his garage, and he had to become a hero, and like he tried to do it in his own city?
Wasn't that kind of what Mystery Men was?
Yeah, but Mystery Men was kind of goofy.
It was too corny. I mean, I found it amusing, but...
Right, but you see what I mean? I mean, that could be kind of interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
And it could be called Joe Somebody.
Yeah.
There, $100 million.
Well, and they touched on that in Dark Knight, even with, like, the copycat Batman guys at the beginning.
That's true, but what's their story?
Yeah, I mean, that's not what the movie was about, obviously, or something? But... you kind of got the impression they probably were.
Oh,
you know?
Okay, okay. I've got it. There's this guy, he's a cube dweller, right? And he likes the secretary. Then she gets mugged one night, right?
Yeah.
And they're not even going out.
Yeah.
But he likes her, and it turns out she gets mugged or something. And he's like, that's it! So to impress her, he becomes a superhero.
Yeah.
It's like, there's a movie right there.
Yeah.
Why aren't we in Hollywood? Joe Somebody.
Yeah.
That's the title.
Well, all of our movies have Joe in them. We've got, like, Average Joe, and now there's Joe Somebody.
See, Average Joe, the Apatow crew, they would buy that because it's
out of the park.
Well, and it's got, like, some Hollywood... From what I've noticed, like, all their movies always have, like, some Hollywood element or some, like... You know, like we talked about, like, some entertainment industry aspect to it.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a great movie, but, yeah.
Yeah?
Someone should write that. Yeah, like, what would you do? I mean, like, let's say you were in Madison. Like, where would you find crime in Madison? Like, would you actually... How would you walk up on top of a building and, like, look out over the city? How do you do that? You know, Spider-Man,
Batman... Yeah, actually show them, like,
Batman,
doing it.
Yeah.
Crawling like, up the fire escape or something.
And then they see somebody getting mugged and they're like... Ugh. They gotta go back down the fire escape.
Well, it can be kind of funny when they're up there and they can be kind of, like, doubled over, you know? Kind of, like, huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
And they get to the top, like, looking out over everything. And then, they see something
there
and they're like, ugh.
There could be a scene where someone tries to mug the superhero and somebody else saves them.
Some old lady bashes them with her purse or something.
Or has,
like
a taser or something.
Yep.
Gosh.
Writes itself.
Yeah, it's a great movie. If you would like to make this movie, please send $1 million to me, and I will release the rights. Joe Somebody. What could be the tagline? You know what tagline I thought was really good? You remember that Osmosis Jones movie that came out?
Yeah.
It was like animated. That one, the tagline was everybody needs a hero, because there's about a guy inside someone's body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, every now and then there's a good tagline, but
yeah.
Most of them are pretty disposable.
Yeah, that would be a good movie about like just some guy who becomes a superhero.
Yeah.
And like he could have like just a regular car and
yeah, and it could have like problems, you know, where like breaks down or something and
yeah.
All that shit. That'd be funny. He's like this superhero type guy and his car breaks down but he doesn't know how to change a tire. You know, shit like that could happen to him or whatever.
I mean,
you know?
That's kind of what we were talking about with Alien Hunter, although Alien Hunter isn't really a superhero.
No.
But it's...
It's basically Bruce Willis.
Yeah, but the idea with him was like, yeah, he's got a rusty car with Bondo spots, and he's basically a loser, but, you know, maybe this guy's not like a total loser, he's just a normal person.
He's just a normal guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Normal. Yeah, I think it'd be interesting, if he was just, like, a normal dude. You know, he's just, like, a 9-to-5 type guy,
yeah.
Or, well, 8-to-5. I never understood 9-to-5. Where are these 9-to-5 jobs? But
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I guess. But, yeah, he's just, you know, a guy who goes in, puts his 8 hours in each day, and goes home and, you know, watches Dancing with the Stars or something, you know, whatever. But,
yeah, but it should be, he works someplace in the second, he likes a secretary.
Yeah, yeah.
Or some girl he likes that he's not going out with, and she gets mugged, and then he decides to become a superhero.
Yeah.
And then maybe there is, like, actually some, like, maybe there's, like, some well-respected businessman in the town who's actually, like, kind of a shady mob guy or something.
Yeah, he's,
like
a
realistic
lord
bad
or something.
Guy. Yeah. Or, like, maybe a corrupt politician.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could be, like, some, you know, slumlord or some real estate guy who he's, like, kind of... assisting, you know, crime getting in to drive real estate value down so he can, like, buy property up and, like...
Didn't that happen in some movie?
Did it? Probably.
God, it wasn't Darkman, was it?
It could have been. God, I haven't seen that in a while. Another Liam Neeson joint.
There was some movie where that was the plot, where they wanted to create crime to drive down the property value so they could buy it all and then turn it into, like, condos.
Okay.
God, I know that. What was... If anyone knows what that was, put it in the comments section.
Yes, let us know.
Joe somebody. Yeah, what could the poster look like? Maybe it could be a guy standing in his cubicle with like a cape waving in the air. Well, his cape would have to get caught in his car door.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it could be him sitting in his cube, but then like his little coat closet thing could be open and his cape could be hanging in there. Like kind of a subtle thing. I don't know.
Yeah. That could be a good movie. See, that okay, that would be successful. That would make money because it's got superheroes, which Hollywood loves, so they greenlight it. And it's about empowerment.
Yep.
And getting the girl. And it would be funny. And probably pretty cheap, too, because...
Yeah, you could put...
Whatever this guy does, it's not going to be very expensive.
Yeah. And you wouldn't have to stick, you know, some big name in it.
That's true. Yeah, it could be like, you know, Jason Segel or...
Yes!
Or someone like
that. That would be awesome. Because, yeah, Paul Rudd's like too old now to do such a thing. He
Joe
could be in it,
somebody.
Though.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
so
I think
there it is.
We've gone over our time, but we've given you all great movie ideas. God, you know, we could almost make that.
Yeah, almost.
I mean, how hard would it be to make that?
Probably wouldn't be that bad, because, you know, we'd be like...
It'd actually be easier than Alien Hunter, because there's no aliens in it.
Yeah. Well, and we'd be kind of, like, dwelling in the normalcy of this guy's life.
Right.
Which would simplify it from a filmmaking perspective.
Yeah, and if it looked cheap, that would also lend to it.
Yeah.
Oh, I did think of a good gag for Alien Hunter. When they're on the moon...
yes.
During the escape sequence on the moon, there should be in some sort of, like, vehicular...
Like a moon rover thing
or
something?
Some sort of vehicle on the moon.
Yeah.
And there should be a part where an alien, he hits an alien and the alien's plastered to the windshield and then jumps. And he jumps against the Earthrise. Like an invert of E.T.
Because
the E.T. thing has been done to death, but see, if you're on the moon, you jump against the Earth.
Nice. Nice.
That's all I have.
That would work. You could be one of those little shitty moon dune buggy things like Sean Connery was rolling around in Diamonds Are Forever for some inexplicable reason.
The shitty moon buggy. Okay, well, that was our discussion on The Race to the Bottom. So basically, yeah, TV is kind of crappy, movies are pretty good, and video games seem to be doing pretty well, too. And the Wii is popular, but they still make lots of AAA titles, like Fallout 3. So yeah, I guess we'll see you again in 5 months. Ha ha ha.
Adios.
Later.